I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Authorities investigating Colorado shootings say the gunman, an embittered Christian, held a grudge against believers. Open Doors' Carl Muller says it shows that the American church should be prepared for the rigors of evangelism.
As Christians in America, the more we stand up for righteousness in our society, the more we stand up for God's word in public places, and the more we make Christianity the issue of life, who do we say Jesus is, we'll draw more and more fire. It's inevitable.
Next, Arabic-speaking children all over the Middle East and North Africa finally have a Christian television channel just for them. Sat7's David Harder says they're countering the region's violence by providing a safe place for kids.
The woman who was the director of our children's programming grew up during the Lebanese Civil War, and she and her sister would sit around their TV when the war was raging outside, and it would just be an escape for them. And so not only is it to have a safe place, but it's also a place where Jesus' words can minister life to their very hearts and their souls.
And the Seeking Him National Prayer Meeting for Revival has come to a close. This four-month national effort was designed to take revival prayer public. Life Action Ministries' Byron Paulus says over 100 radio stations gave up an hour of airtime each week to air the prayer meetings for 12 weeks.
It began really as we were seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, what can we do? And the Lord seemed to say, as you're praying to me about what to do, why don't you enlarge that prayer meeting and invite others to join you? So by way of internet, by way of broadcasting on radio, it's been going on since September 15th.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.